The new memorial to Martin Luther King Jr. on the Mall here in Washington, D.C., features many quotations from Dr. King carved into granite. Well, one of those inscriptions in particular has been called into question. It reads on the memorial, "I was a drum major for justice, peace, and righteousness." But that's not a direct quote. It's a paraphrase, a condensed version of what Dr. King said in his Drum Major Instinct sermon 2 months before he was killed. Let's listen to Dr. King preaching at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, February 4th, 1968. He's talking about how he would want to be remembered at his funeral.
Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness, and all of the other shallow things will not matter.
I'm joined by the Martin Luther King Memorial's executive architect, Ed Jackson, Jr., to talk about the context of that quote and why it was shortened. Dr. Jackson, welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in.
It is my pleasure to be here.
Now, one of the consultants on the memorial project, this is the writer Maya Angelou, is quite upset about this. She told the Washington Post, the quote makes Dr. Martin Luther King look like an arrogant twit. And she says, by leaving out the if clause that starts that thought, you change the meaning completely. First, why was the quote collapsed on the memorial?
The quote was changed to a paraphrase of the original statement based on design constraints. I am a fan of Maya Angelou. I have several of her books. I buy her Hallmark cards. And I think that the statement that she made was very colorful. And it attracted the attention of the reader. And that's what a writer is supposed to do. But I'm in the business of architecture. And when we are faced to make design decisions, we have to do so with respect to a number of factors: size, shape, distance, perspective, height, depth, width, size of letters, font style. The message had to be communicated succinctly and then allow the visitor to come around and face Dr. King and have that once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It's interesting. If you read or listen to that entire sermon, Dr. King was preaching about humility. He says that the drum major instinct that he's talking about is the desire to be out front, to lead, to be praised, to get recognized. And it's natural. He says it's the vitamin A to our ego. But he's warning, too. He's saying it's also pernicious. It needs to be harnessed and reined in. Some people are saying that by shrinking his words down to just, I was a drum major for justice, peace, and righteousness, you're conveying the opposite meaning, that that humility is gone.
We have a total of 14 quotes on the inscription wall that champion what Dr. King had to say about justice, democracy, hope, and love. And in the words that we have captured here, he is not arrogant. And so if you have the opportunity to experience the 14 quotes, what Dr. King had to say, and you come around, and just before you see Dr. King's face looming large over the Potomac, over the tidal basin, the very truncated statement, I was a drum major for peace, justice, and righteousness, seems to fit very well.
Is there any discussion to changing the inscription, or is it literally set in stone and it will stay that way?
It's set in stone. Dr. King probably would not have wanted to have a monument to himself at all. But we're not building this for Dr. King. We're building this in honor of his legacy, such that his legacy doesn't die with him. And so we're building this to inspire others to follow in his footsteps. And in doing so, you have to do it in such a compelling way that people are emotionally moved by what they experience on this memorial setting that we have created. That's the goal and the objective.
Dr. Jackson, thanks very much.
My pleasure, ma'am.
That's Ed Jackson, Jr. He is the executive architect of the new Martin Luther King Memorial here in Washington. You're listening to All Things Considered.